the Senate made brisk work of the so-called gun bills in front of them.
Thank you, Senator Carson. The question before the Senate is interim. Thank you, Senator Groen. The question before the Senate is interim study on HB 210, on HB 194, on HB 330, and HB 334. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill is ordered.
We spent probably a grand total of 6 minutes on five bills because we want to focus our attention on the issues that are important to the New Hampshire people.
That's Senate President Peter Bragdon. The bills the Senate shipped off to interim study include a measure allowing people to carry loaded weapons, like shotguns and crossbows, in their vehicles, and one that permits weapons in public places, like college campuses, the Verizon Center, and the state psychiatric hospital.
As far as the Senate is concerned, our number one priority and number two priority are jobs, the economy, and spending and taxes.
That refrain from Senate leaders has become familiar by now, and it's certainly in line with popular opinion in New Hampshire. A Granite State poll released this week finds a plurality of voters said the most important problem facing the state are jobs and the economy. The next most popular answer? Republicans in the legislature. As one lawmaker said, Second Amendment rights didn't even make the list. But the issue remains hot for some in the Senate, like Senator Fenton Groen.
Second Amendment rights are very important to me, but I'm also a pragmatist.
Groen says he knows how to count to 16, the votes required to override a gubernatorial veto. And he says no matter how much he'd like to see some of these bills pass, he knows they don't have enough support. So the senator has set his sights on one measure that may have a shot. Legislation that would allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Senate President Peter Bragdon says there may be some merit to that bill, but didn't endorse the plan. Given that this is an election year, Senate Republicans must walk the tightrope between Second Amendment rights activists who vote in the primaries and everybody else. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.